On March 14th, 2012, I don't know what's happening. I posted the show with the star and the guest and all that stuff, but I forgot to put the link on. So I hope everybody finds that. And I'm a bit worried because I'm dog-sitting for a friend, just starting last night. Usually, when this dog is here, I take him out before the show because the show lasts a long time. And I took him out at 7:30 this morning, and I don't want him to bug me during the show. But I left my show prep for the last minute. I didn't have time to take out the dog. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know! Speaking of which leads me to tell you about an article I read yesterday. It's by a guy named Pierce Steele. Pierce Steele. I don't know what kind of name that is. Anyway, he's, I think, English. And he makes his living by teaching people how to cure procrastination. And he said that when he was in school, he was only a B student. And you know why? Because he hadn't learned how to concentrate. He can concentrate, he says, for 10 hours steady now, but he had to teach himself. It took his whole life to teach himself to do that. You know, he used to cram for exams at the last minute. He did his essays a couple hours before they were due. But listen to this. He had an interesting experience when he was in school 30 years ago. He had a friend who had attention deficit disorder, ADD. And one day when this guy Pierce was having some problems getting his project done on time, this friend gave him some Ritalin. That's the drug you take for ADD. Anyway, Pierce says the experience was absolutely fantastic. He wrote his paper at one sitting without any effort at all. And he could have kept going as long as necessary, but he did so much, he couldn't do anymore. And he calls Ritalin a motivation medicine. He says lots of students use it like that today. During their exams, it gives you extra energy, it improves your memory, and it improves your attention to detail. And there's also Adderall. Adderall, that's a lot like Ritalin. But there's a new smart drug, and this is the one he's kind of promoting. Not really, but he said this is going to be it. It's called Modafinil or Modafinil, and it improves your memory, it makes you feel more awake, and it improves your executive brain functions. I guess that's your decision-making. And, you know, there's the problems with these drugs. Everybody's brain is different, so the drug might not work for you. It might work for Jerry, but it might not work for me. And Adderall has a lot of side effects you don't want to know about. But this Modafinil, that isn't so bad. It gives you a 20-hour day of concentrated effort. 20 hours! So some people just use it now and then to get stuff done. Here's what one guy says. As the hours progressed, I guess he was testing it. He says, as the hours progressed, I found myself doing things I usually hate, like the dishes, laundry, cleaning my room, and completing homework with absolutely no feeling of sleepiness. You know what? That sounds good to me. Sounds like money in the bank. This guy, Pierce Steele, he thinks these drugs are going to become part of everyday life and that normal people won't be able to compete without them. You're going to have to take this stuff. And if anything's going to put Starbucks out of business, these pills are it. And can you imagine what they do for this show? And Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show! I'm all right.
Okay, good.
Hey, if you're looking for a drug that'll keep you up for like 2 days,
yeah,
or three, crystal meth.
You know what? That's a little overkill, Jer. That's overkill. This stuff is not addictive, as far as I can tell. Actually, the Adderall and the Ritalin are amphetamines, but they're mild. But this
mild
amphetamines sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, now, Lori Spieler, are you here?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Great. Okay, now, you know I told you that we've got a friend on this show named Nick Palmer. Dr. Nick is his nickname, and he's looking for a job. So we're going to let him advertise himself before we talk to you. Is that okay, Lori?
No worries. No worries.
Okay, hold on. Dr. Nick, are you here?
Yes.
Don't tell me. Yeah, you're. Well, you know, answer me. I'm giving you a free 10 minutes to advertise yourself. The least you could do is not hesitate, okay?
Okay.
Are you calling on Skype?
No, actually, I'm in a conference room that has a nasty echo in it.
Yeah, well, I don't hear the echo. I just don't hear you say anything. I say, Nick, and there's a space. I don't want that space, okay?
Are you still hearing me now?
Tell us what's happening with you and talk louder.
Okay. Well, I have a great job currently, but I work for a really big company.
Who's making those dot noises? Who's making those beep, beep, beeps? Is that you?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yes, it is. There, as soon as you talk, we hear that noise. Talk anyway. I mean, I owe you some favors. So you got a great job and want to leave. That's a contradiction in terms, okay? So what's the story?
Well, I work for a very large company, and all of my skills and all of my abilities seem to be focused more towards small companies. So I'm looking for a smaller company to get involved with where I can have some impact and make a difference. You know, I've been on the show before. I've talked about my knowledge in the hiring industry.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. We don't know.
What
do you do? What do you do? Just tell us what you do.
I'm a systems operator, so I don't code, but if you've ever seen Office Space, the guy who says, I talk to the engineers so the people don't have to, and I deal with the people, I deal with all the users, I make sure all the systems run
better.
You're
like what I call a business analyst. You're the guy who interfaces between the engineers and the users. Is that right?
Yes, as well as process optimization and making things run better. I wear a lot of different hats.
And what kind of company are you working for? What industry are you specialized in? Any?
Well, yeah, I work for an industry-leading RPO company, and I've been in the online hiring world for about 15 years. So I have worked on different systems and products, all dealing with online recruiting for that.
And what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for any type of systems operation and business analyst positions in companies that have under 150 people is where I'm ideally looking.
Okay, Jerry said he can get you something. Jer?
I now would like to retract that statement.
You know what, Dr.
Nick, your background.
Dr. Nick, if you call into a show this and there's a lot of beeping happening on your line, it doesn't make you seem good. It's bad for your image, okay?
I can't hear a single beep.
Well, we hear plenty of them. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, where do they do it?
My best spot is on LinkedIn. That's where I primarily act and
you know
integrate
what?
With
if
the
you
world
go to Twitter,
at large.
Get his name on Twitter. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. S-P-O-N-N-G.
Yes, I'm on Twitter, too.
S-P-O-N-N-G. And Nick on LinkedIn is N-I-K, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Want to see any final things to promote yourself? Does anyone have a question for Dr. Nick?
Can you relocate?
Oh, yeah, as long as it's a northern climate, but I would be willing to consider southern as well.
Nice.
You know, I noticed I was looking for pictures of you, doctor, to put on the show page, and all I found is you sleeping with your dog. I put it up there, but, I mean, don't
that's
you think
definitely...
you should have something else?
Well, what else is there? You want me to have a nice smiley picture where it's just my face?
Okay.
That's not
okay.
me. You know,
there,
I have
you
a
know
whole...
what? I'll tell you what. We're going to cut this short, but you're welcome to come on and promote yourself again. I'll give you every week a minute or two to promote yourself. It's at your choice, okay? Is there any parting words so our Spieler can get on?
I'm sorry about the beeping. I'm going to try a different line.
Yeah, yeah.
See if, it
if
works
that's
better.
Your parting word, you're sorry about the beeping. How about a self-promotion? Lori.
If you're looking for somebody
who
can
here.
Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just waking up. Yeah, I'm here.
Animal.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for Nick.
Go ahead, suggestion. What is it?
On his LinkedIn profile, he might want to switch the bobsled with the other job. He might want to flip-flop those two.
We'll talk about that after. Not here for a full critique. Okay, if you want someone with drive, what was your final thing there? Nick, we're losing the audience, okay?
Yes, I'm going to make systems essentially run for any company about 10 to 15% better. Bottom line,
okay,
that's what I do.
Okay, great. You will improve Good their one. Processes by 15%. Thank you, Nick. Nick Palmer, Spong, SPONNG. Somebody wants to get in touch with Nick and you don't know how, recruitinganimal@gmail.com. I will do it for you. Nick, you're welcome to stay on or bless this show, whatever you like, okay? Come on next week if you want again. Lori Spieler calling all the way from Israel. Are you still with us?
I am, sir. It's a tough act to follow after Nick's performance.
Yeah, as long as you don't beep, okay? I don't know why Nick did that to me. Anyway, look, I'm going to introduce
some of the audience
quickly.
Are beeping as well.
You
How
know
you
what?
Doing?
Usually we sing at the start of the show, and I was going to give you an easy song, God Save the Queen, but I don't think we have time for that. Maybe later, okay?
Oh, great.
Maybe next time.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Lori, I got to ask you, is being given a name like Lori, is that like being a boy named Sue?
Well, I'm not in the UK, but maybe in the States it's a little bit, but I can handle it.
I'm still hearing the beeping. Is that Blog Talk Radio, or is that you?
There's no beeping from my side.
That's you, Animal.
Does anybody else hear it?
Can I interject with a technical update, Animal?
Yeah.
You're having the same problems you had a couple weeks ago with it occasionally cutting out. It's very choppy. You're the problem here.
You know, I'm paying $10 a show. I pay.
You ought
to
pay
to do this
11.
Show. Okay. Oh, tell me, let me know. Give me updates on that. Okay, Lori, let's just get down to business. You're the VP of sales at goodjob.com. Am I right, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, now I got to tell you something. Goodjob.com is spelled with three O's. That is absurd. That is absurd. How can you communicate that to somebody? And not only that, goodjob.com, two O's, you guys don't have it. It doesn't go anywhere. I got to tell you, that is wrong, okay?
Well, if it was available, we would have it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to fight with you about it. Anyway, goodjob.com is an employee referral software. Am I right or wrong?
You're spot on.
Okay, and an employee referral software, that lets the boss send messages to the networks of his staff or her staff. The boss takes over the staff's network and sends out all kinds of messages about the jobs they're trying to fill. Is that correct?
That's part of it, but it's a lot deeper than that.
Okay, but that's the essential kernel, isn't it?
Well, that's part of the tools that are available to allow you to publish directly onto the social networks of your different employees, or to allow the employees to also publish onto their social networks. But having tools is only one side of the challenge when it comes to referral programs. Motivating the employees is a real challenge.
Okay, but first let's establish what this key thing does. Where does it allow them to send these messages? Facebook, yes or no?
Yes.
LinkedIn, yes or no?
Yes.
Foursquare?
No. Right now we're focusing on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Not Pinterest?
We can add more, but they're the main social networks which people are on today, so that's where we're focusing. But it's not a finite list.
It's all going to Pinterest now, though. You have your agents on that?
No, they're
Sorry,
not interested in Pinterest. He just said, okay?
I was just throwing that in there. I didn't know if they were researching it or if it was – geez, man.
Yeah,
sorry.
Pinterest is something we're looking at, but right now we've got to focus on the bigger networks where people are out there today, and we can add more on that. That's not a challenge.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about getting people enrolled. I have my own questions about that, but I'm going to let you take over and tell us about what's the hard part about an employee referral program.
The main challenge with any employee referral program is that – 80% of the resumes that the employees deliver come from 20% of the employees. That meaning that 80% of your workforce aren't involved with the program at all. And it doesn't matter what tools you give them, but you need to motivate them correctly in order to get your entire workforce, or at least the vast majority of your workforce involved in the employee referral program. And that's what we at Good Job are focused on, by actually rewarding employees for their efforts rather than just the results.
Okay. Let me stop you there, okay? You're not making a speech. This is a show, okay? Come on, you're not speaking of the Rotary. Look, so normally they just give them some kind of check, yes or no?
Usually, yes.
Okay, they give them a check, and they only give it to them if the person they refer actually gets hired. But you guys are smarter. You give them money just like for or points or something like that just for signing on, and every step of the way that their referral gets, you give them some credit. Is that right, yes or no?
Correct. We recognize the effort. So even if you bring someone on board and they don't end up getting hired, we say good job to that employee, and we give them some sort of recognition by an amount of points, depending on how far on the process that candidate got.
Okay, so they get points. You know what? Can someone tell me on Twitter if they can hear this guy? Because he sounds faint to me, and I'm getting these beeps, beeps, beep, 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 beep. Driving me crazy.
I can hear him. He sounds just fine. I think, problems on your side, homie.
You know what? I bet you in the recording it doesn't sound fine, and I'm right, and he's wrong. Or you're wrong, Jerry, as usual.
I doubt it.
Okay, so anyway, so you get the person involved. You get your referral in there, and you start earning points right away. And what do you get for the points?
Well, that's configured by each organization can decide how many points they want to award and at what stage of the recruitment process they award those points and what prizes are available for the different amount of points. That's configured by the organization.
You get prizes. That was the answer. That's the answer. The little duck drops down. Prizes are what you get for the points. You've got a catalog, online, and you've got prizes that are cross-cultural and diverse. They're not going to just appeal to people in New York. The people in Italy or Asia are going to like those prizes as well, right?
Well, yeah, the organization chooses the prizes. We don't deliver the prizes.
Oh,
is it kind of like
the
has their own prizes?
Kind of like Chuck E. Cheese for employers, right?
Like
you guys ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? Where you play all these games and you get 20,000 coupons, and then you go trade them in for like three suckers and a Tootsie Roll. And you're like, man, this is $80 worth of coupons I've got here. Why do I only get one of these Glow Pops?
Well, let's ask our buddy here. How much do you get for your points?
Yeah.
Like, give us an idea.
Each organization configures how many points they get and what they're worth. That we just provide a platform. Where
yeah, but give us an idea. You must have. You know what
right,
you're dealing. I read. You quiet. You be quiet. I have to ask the questions. Okay. I read your website from beginning to end. And what it says, you guys advise us. You do everything for these guys. You assume that your clients are kind of dumb. So don't tell me you're not going to advise them what kind of prizes.
For sure, I'm happy to advise. So often for bringing a qualified CV to the HR department, you may get 50 points, which will be worth cinema tickets or a meal ticket. And then if they get through to the final stage of the interview, then maybe we'll give them another 500 points, which could be worth. On a dollar basis, could be worth something like an iPad. And if they get finally hired, then they may build up a couple of thousand points. And if you get to 10,000 points, you can go on a vacation. So what's great is they've got a real motivating carrot that they can see. You know what? If I bring enough people on board, I'm going to take my partner away for a vacation to Vegas.
Can you
Rather
win a car?
Than getting $1,000, which will disappear towards the mortgage bill at the end of the month.
Okay. Okay, and the interesting thing is you get to track this stuff just like a parcel. You can track your referral just like a parcel through the process. Is that right?
Absolutely. Every single link is trackable. So basically your employees are like affiliates for your referral program.
Okay, but you advise your clients or you give them the option of putting it on a big board that everybody can see, and so it's like a competition. I found that
absurd.
Yeah,
it's very important that they can see how their other colleagues are performing because that drives employees on. So if you see the guy sitting down the corridor to you that just got his fifth vacation and you're still sitting there on your one cinema ticket, that'll drive you to get the word out more.
I don't believe it's going to drive anybody. Let's get some input from the crowd on this. They put your name up on a board and show where your progress is with the referrals, and that's supposed to encourage competition among the employees. Who thinks that's going to work?
Not me.
Not me.
What do you mean, not you? Why not?
It might.
You're trying to think that everybody in the world is a recruiter. People don't want to spend their time thinking about who can I recruit for my company to get, a Subway sandwich or something.
Yeah, but Jerry, listen to this. Harry, I don't, and this is, I need Lori to come in, and Lori from goodjobs.com, good jobs with three O's, to explain. Now, hold on. The thing is, once the company's control of your network, it seems to me you just have to give them rights. They start sending out the messages. You don't do anything. Is that right, Lori? You don't have to do anything.
One way of getting the word out there is that the organization can automatically publish your status update.
I'm going to immediately start blocking those people.
What's on the status update?
The status update is XYZ company is looking to hire someone like your last guest, I don't know, a system analyst. Click here for more details. And then they can click and find all the details out. Why would you block that person? Now, we're not doing it daily, but weekly or monthly. If this is a friend of yours, you're looking for a job, why would you block that person?
Well, I don't see it happening just monthly. I mean, if you're talking a big company, they're going to try to maximize this new program that they're doing, and they're going to blast it. The world doesn't need a million more job links in their social media stream. People are sick of it.
The maximum amount of frequency is once a week. The company doesn't have access more than once a week, and the employee decides on the frequency that the company can publish onto their status.
Okay.
So the employee's in control.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Okay, but the thing is, the message. But hold on, Lori. Then the message is, the message isn't personal. The message isn't personal at all, and it's not really like me going to someone who actually trusts me and telling me, telling them, hey, I like working here. It's great. I think you should come aboard. There's none of that. I mean, it's just a machine picking your name
out
of a database.
That's not true. The automatic posting is only one option. The employees can log onto the platform themselves, personalize the messages going on to their status update, and make it as personal as they want. The automatic is only one option. The point is they're motivated to get involved and pull that up themselves because they know they're going to be fully rewarded, as opposed to today when you ask your employees to do referrals, they've got no tools at all to do it. So now you're giving them the tools and the motivation.
Okay, now the thing is, this is supposed to be the person's trusted network. If I know someone's making money off referring me, I've got a conflict of interest. What kind of trust is that?
Well, first of all, when someone applies, we ask the employee to provide a reference for the friend they've referred. Okay, so that's the first. Second of all, we're not giving any employees credit for just sending in a CV. The CV, we recommend to companies to only start allocating points once you've qualified that CV. So once you've spoken to them on the phone and called them in for an interview, then you'll allocate some points. Obviously, you don't want to open it up that people just download 100 CVs and send them in, but they need to be qualified CVs, and then you'll start rewarding them.
Hold on a second. I thought the whole thing with your company is that when someone's not really looking for a job, when they're a passive or semi-passive candidate, they're not going to want to even send in a resume necessarily, let alone fill out an application form, and all that you require is that they send their LinkedIn profile. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, we give the option as well. We make it as easy as possible for the candidate to apply. We go one stage further. We also allow leads. So if you're an employee at a company and you know a friend of yours working somewhere else would be a perfect candidate and you know he's not happy, you can provide his name and details to the HR department as a lead and let them go and chase after him.
Okay. Now, the thing is, though, you just said they don't get paid for these things. They don't get paid
until they... No, they do get paid, but only if they're qualified. You can't just send in... You're not going to start giving your employees points for every CV they send in. Otherwise, it's open to all sorts of games.
Okay, but my point is that the employee doesn't even have to act like a recruiter. They don't have to personally qualify the person. The person just has to turn out on paper to be qualified, right or wrong.
No, the HR department's going to qualify them.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Now,
Before the HR department will reward the employee, they're going to qualify the candidate and see if they're even applicable, if they fit the requirements. Because if they don't fit the requirements, the employee doesn't deserve a reward.
Okay, Lori of Good Jobs. Good job. See, that's another thing. Good jobs. You should buy the other goodjobs.com. You should buy that URL as well, because good jobs is more natural for me than good jobs.
Yeah, but we're not a recruitment company. I've got to tell you something.
Don't argue with me. I'm right. Everybody will agree with me. You got a lousy web address, okay?
But you know what? We've got such a good VP of sales that the web address is not going to work.
Oh, you know what? It's kind of true. I'll just jump ahead. I don't know if we'd get to this anyway. I posted some of the things people have said about you. Lori's positive beard. Lori is laser focused on meeting his goals. You don't need any of that drug, right? You don't need any Ritalin, it sounds like to me. He's very charismatic and has exceptionally strong people skills. We're going to have to get back to that. I want to focus more on this thing. How do you get people involved? Is there any pressure? How do they get the employees? Does the boss come up into your shoulder, put his hand on your shoulder, and say, "Son, I want you to do me a favor"?
No, what we've done is we've seen and we actually help the organizations launch it. Often what they do is they'll do teasers. They'll send out emails and put posters up around the company. Do you have any friends? Are you connected? And then eventually at the end of the week, they'll do a launch. And often we want to get the CEO or someone very senior to be involved in this launch to give it their rubber stamp of approval. And one thing that's really nice that works very well is when we launch, often the HR department will say, anyone that signs up this week will get 30 points. Get them off zero. Now, 30 points might not buy you anything, but it gets you towards the prize.
I got to tell you, what you just said is true. That's not a wow experience, the 30 points. It's kind of depressing. It's kind of like what Jerry says. 30 points, what am I going to get, a cup of coffee?
Yeah, but what are you getting 30 points for? You've not done anything. You're just signing up early.
I think you'll get one.
That's enough.
One Jolly Rancher.
Give me something worthwhile.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that our customers have an over 80% sign-up rate of their employees. So obviously something's doing someone right.
Did somebody have something else? Bypassing the company's employee referral program for cash and now they don't get it?
They're getting bigger prizes. Because you're using the point system, the actual organizations can appear to be a lot more generous than they were being before. So whereas they were offering something maybe of $1,000 value, they can offer something of $1,500 value. The employees are now being rewarded properly. They're being rewarded for their efforts, which they weren't before. There's some great prizes available. It talks to the employees. Even more so, after it's been launched, the employees walk away from the meeting feeling the HR department have invested in a tool for the employees, not for the HR department, because now they're being given the tools and they're being properly rewarded.
No, but you're saying
80% sign up. It works.
But if I can get $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for referring animal into my thing, and I'm going to get that money, do I now not get that money, but I get 30 points?
You're getting a lot more than 30. But if you would have originally earned $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, then you'd be getting 30,000, 40,000 points, whatever it may be. You're not getting 30 points. You'd be going on vacations and taking iPads and color TVs.
Okay. Here's the thing.
That sounds like a great idea, but you're talking about someone actually recruiting their ass off full time.
Not at all.
Recruiters can't even fill that many jobs.
Now you're saying, let me leverage your network. You can sit back and do very little, and anyone from your network that applies, I'm going to reward you for it.
I got to tell you, if it's just the company sending out these emails and it's not a real personal relationship, what do you need the employees? You can just go on LinkedIn and identify the right people and send them messages, right?
Well, first of all, identifying the right people isn't quite so simple. Second of all, when you see on a friend's website that the company he works at and he's prepared to retweet or status update on his Facebook about the company he works at, it's a lot more powerful than a random advert on LinkedIn. Also, those passive candidates may not be there, whereas on Facebook, they're there anyway. They know a guy works at a company. They see their company's hiring. It's interesting to them. The click-through rate is unbelievable because these are passive people that see their friends. They know they're happy at their work. It doesn't even say, oh, I love my job, come and work with me. The fact that he's even putting his name behind the posting is a
well, I don't know, because it's a standard. For listen to me. First of all, it's a standardized posting. But secondly, I thought Facebook doesn't allow you to do this kind of job advertising. The people who are receiving it, can they complain to Facebook and get the company
who's
kicked
receiving
off?
It? All we're doing is no one's receiving it. It's a status update of the employee who the employee's given permission for it to be done.
Okay, so it's not going out to targeted. Let me ask you a question. It's not going out to targeted Facebook friends. It's just being a status update that disappears in a few minutes?
Well, not a few minutes, but yeah. And I tell you what, the trouble with targeting, there's a lot of companies that try and target. You end up targeting the same people week in, week out. The real passive candidates aren't the ones that you specifically target. They just happen to be there, and it's a lot more effective. If I've got 500 people in my, and every employee has an average of 500 people in their social network, let them all see it.
Okay, I got to tell you, Bill Borman is like our guru on this. He's listening to the show. I don't know if he's here. Probably not. He's too good for my show now. But anyway, he's always saying that the value, the virtue of Facebook is that you have very targeted advertising, and you're not targeting it.
Yeah,
you're not taking advantage of that.
This network, you generally want to hire people similar to your employees. Your employees' friends. It's targeted in the sense that it's going out to the network of your employees, which in itself, by definition, is targeted to the sort of people you want to hire.
Okay, now I got one more question before I'll open it up to the
what?
People again.
Now, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Explain the science on that one.
Why are you guys not understanding this?
I'm saying your employees are like the other people that they know, so it makes them good candidates. You'd be surprised some of the people
it pushes
I know,
them,
and they are not good and good employees.
It pushes it out to their network.
Right.
It's
yeah, that's
that
what
hard to understand.
That's what
everybody,
we all want, Rayanne. Another 500 job tweets and
that's
job.
That's not
updates.
What I'm saying. Everybody knows that the best employees or the best way to hire people is through employee referral. This is just another way of getting employees to refer jobs or refer people. They don't have to have the status update. They can go in and hide it if they don't like it. They don't even have to allow it to happen.
Animal.
You're talking about employees that may want to share jobs at their company.
Animal.
It's not that hard to understand.
The best employees are not the ones found by the employees in a company.
Cora!
No. What? That's not what I said. I said employee referral is the best type of hiring program.
I don't think
that's,
so.
That's known.
They're hiring their
it's
friends.
It's way better than
hiring
posting jobs.
Qualified.
Okay, let Lori comment on that because that's what his company believes, that the best hires are from referrals. You believe that, don't you, Lori?
Well, not only do I believe that, the statistics are there to back it up. The statistics state that a referral CV or resume is worth 48 times that of a job board CV. And that's from Ohio University studies, not my own. They also state that the retention rate of a referral is 25% higher than that of a job board. There's no doubt about it. Anyone in the HR game would agree that a referral is the best, most efficient way of hiring top talent. Would anyone disagree with that?
I do.
Cora does, and Cora's a big money-making recruiter, okay?
I said efficient. Let me stress the word efficient. Recruitment agencies, they may bring you top talent. They're certainly not efficient.
Anybody else got a comment?
I have a comment. This is Nate. Guys, this is Nate. Listen.
Okay, let Nate go.
The whole concept behind all of this is that, remember, there's different methods for different jobs. I would totally agree with this Lori guy if all of the people that you're looking for are fresh college graduates.
Oh,
because all the people
level.
That are
yeah.
there from Facebook are all people who know their people from the schools. You come to me, I'm 37, all right? I'm past school for a while. I've lost touch with most of my college friends. And I can tell you that you're not going to get anybody from my internal referral network on my Facebook who's a recruiter. Most of all the people I know went off in completely different directions. But like all these engineers and stuff, people you're looking with maybe 3 to 5 years of experience, this is probably ideal. And that's where the biggest need is in regards to some of these organizations. So, yeah, it's pertinent to certain types.
Like open cattle call kind of stuff then. Not specific in any way.
Yeah,
I'm at the same age as you. Now, I use it and my friends have used it in different companies. And what happens is that if someone comes along and I see, well, this company is recruiting a salesperson and I'm not looking for a job, but I know a friend in my network that may be looking, they share it. And so it goes virally to the right sort of people. And so the right type of candidates are seeing the right jobs as opposed to just sticking on a job board and dealing with a whole bunch of random poor quality candidates.
The elusive viral job tool.
Yeah,
finally.
No doubt.
We've got it.
Okay.
I like this guy's enthusiasm, though, so don't misread that. Yeah, I
like Lori. Lori made me his Facebook friend today, and what do? I go to his Facebook page, and there's lots of pictures of him drinking at sporting events, even
yeah,
in Ottawa.
Sporting
looks
events,
like
it was in Ottawa at an ice hockey game.
Yeah,
but look, Lori. Look, isn't it what they always tell people? That's disaster for your career. There's a picture of you laying on your back with a guy pouring vodka down your mouth out of a bottle.
Hey, animal.
Unless you
want to
work in sales.
Yeah,
Daryl DiOso tweets, and he's a recruiter at
I met Daryl.
Okay, your buddy Daryl says.
He
we
is
offer-
my buddy.
Okay, we offer $300 Best Buy gift cards. Seriously, and
that
we
sucks.
Get it's better than a pocket full of juju fruits,
man. I'm
gonna
tell you something. Daryl's company makes $10,000 or $20,000
All
I'm
saying is,
and
they get zero referral. I'm just saying, a $300 referral bonus to people, and he's getting nothing. So people are gonna get 30 points for sending resumes?
No, but 30 points, you missed the idea with the points. People are getting a lot more than they were originally getting financially. 30 points is just for signing up. 50 points is just for sending in a CV. Today you're not getting anything. You'll start to get the big points once that person gets hired. But what
okay.
we're doing now is actually rewarding efforts. And let me tell you one more thing what people are doing. They're not only not paying out, they pay out 90 days after that person's been hired. Which is ridiculous. That employee that brought on the candidate, if the HR department decided to hire them, they should pay out immediately, not wait 90 days to see if they've made a bad
hire.
You know, if I'm an employee,
at
a company, I don't need someone to send me out to dinner to encourage me to think of my friends that are unemployed or thinking about a new job. I'm going
to
do it anyway. I'm
going to
do it anyway.
That you're helping out the recruitment drive. What's wrong with recognition?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what, Jerry?
I'm just saying it's not a motivator.
Yeah. You know
Jerry, what?
I'm sure that this disdain has nothing to do with the fact that you all are recruiters, and
okay,
it might limit
no,
the opportunity
no,
for
no,
you
no.
to do the job.
Don't make me mute anybody.
Man,
I have
I'm
to say something. I have to say something. First of all, I'm giving Lori, he's not listening to me, I can tell by his charismatic attitude, but I'm giving him fantastic feedback. His web address stinks, but also... That 30 points is confusing people. It's not enough to get people excited. You got to give them more up front. It has to be a wow experience. But
no,
then,
you're overlooking
something. I'm not finished.
Yeah,
then Jerry's
I disagree.
Right. Wait a sec. Jerry's right then. You're not conveying to us here. These guys don't understand that once the person gets hired, you get tons of points, and you can get big prizes like cameras or vacations or whatever. So there's a lot of money involved here, really. It's not 30. That 30 points is deceptive. It gives the wrong impression.
Well, maybe you guys weren't listening. I said there's 30 points for signing up, 50 points for
TV. I said that. I said I was listening, but that's the initial impression. That's not what you want. You want to give them something good front for doing almost nothing, and that's the encouragement. But these guys, they can't get past that 30 points, Lori. They keep thinking small potatoes.
No, I can get past it. I clearly understand it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then, so everybody signs up, so then you can get to say that you've got an 80%, sign-up rate and stuff, so that's cool.
Okay, Lori, what if you hire somebody, they hire your guy, and he or she quits within a month? You get to keep the points?
For sure. If the HR department made a bad hire, the employee has done his job, the employee is not responsible. Now, once again, if the company is worried about that, they can add another stage into the recruitment process and give out another 1,000 or 2 points 3 months after they've been hired. But I don't think that's fair on the employee. It's a possibility. We allow people to do it. But realistically, if the HR department can't hire people and they don't manage to keep them after a month, I don't feel why the employee should pay the price for that. That's not
okay, that's great. I think that's great. So, if they can't keep the employee, you don't discourage the guy. I did all that nothing. I let them take control of my network, and I didn't get paid for it. But you'll pay them anyway. I
yeah.
think that's That's very good. Does anybody have a question? Anybody on the line have a question?
Nope.
There's somebody here calling from overseas, 441-6045. As soon as I opened up your mic, it was even noisier. I had to mute you. I'm sorry. I just can't take all this static. It's driving me crazy.
It's probably
Animal,
the ocean.
Can you even hear my voice?
Yeah. Kathy Manis.
You do hear my voice.
I hear it now. Go ahead.
A couple of questions. Okay, there may be an 80%, from what I'm understanding, 80% success rate in the sign-up. I guess what I'm having, what I'd like to know is what is the percentage of employees that are actually hired through the employee referral program, and how do they manage this and track it as the best qualified candidate, because there's OFCCP and all these other things that you have to take into account. And then also, are the prizes added onto your income to be taxable?
Mm. Mm.
So prizes are taxable like cash is taxable. So what? Well, it depends from country to country what the different tax laws are, but we recommend that on top of the prize, you pay the tax difference. But how currently when companies give cash, it's the same, it's taxable, it's a taxable benefit. We can't avoid that. But we recommend the companies to pick up the tax side of it as well. But that's how the companies actually remunerate the employees, so totally up to them.
Okay, now I got to tell you something. I spoke to Laurie on the phone yesterday, and he told me this is going to wipe us third-party recruiters out.
No, I would say that it's going to affect you. There'll always be niche jobs, and the gentleman earlier was suggesting there'll be certain niche jobs, maybe the C-level jobs. Their recruiters will always have a place for that. But there's a lot of jobs that the social networking, part of the whole value of recruiters is they had a network of people they could go to depending on the job. Social networking.
Okay, what level jobs do you see these as being blue-collar jobs or professional jobs? What's the real strength here?
I think more professional jobs, because you're relying on a certain type of person that uses social networks, and so therefore that doesn't include everyone. But I'm not suggesting it's necessarily going to fill up the C-level jobs. It's probably going to go somewhere around the manager downwards jobs.
Okay, because I read that, I don't know if it's Be Known or Branch Out or one of those Facebook job platforms, that they're really focused more on lower-level jobs as opposed to LinkedIn.
Well, exactly. I mean, with LinkedIn is probably most employees give permission to LinkedIn because they're most comfortable with LinkedIn. And I would say probably about 80% give LinkedIn. I would say about 60% give Facebook. And those that have Twitter give Twitter. And, you know, so therefore the sort of people that are on LinkedIn, that's the main market that this is going to speak to.
Okay, okay. Now, you say that you also do other things. Now, this is goodjobs.com. The guy's name is Laurie Spieler.
Three O's.
With three O's. Good job. Sorry, not. See, I naturally say good jobs. Good job.
You know what, Animal?
Good
you
job.
Mentioned that we've got three O's so many times, and you're saying it's such a bad name. No one's going to forget us now, are they? So
O, triple O, triple O, triple O. O, triple O, triple O, triple O. You know what? I got to tell you. Your boss should change his name from Aesop to Esau. That's the same word. Anglicize it. English is the language of the world, okay?
You dirty American, it is not.
But anyway,
be
yeah,
proud of it.
For anybody that's considering running a kind of a an application
Canadian.
The exact opposite of good job, bad job with two A's is available for $9.99. Throwing that out there. You want to cover it all.
Cora May. Come on. Do you have anything else to say? You haven't been here for a long time.
I know. Well, last week I was
you don't
Aruba.
Have to tell us. I didn't ask you where you were last week, okay?
Yeah, I thought
I asked
I should
you
tell
if you
anyway.
Have anything for Lori.
Actually, I think that for mid and lower levels, having referrals from employees is a pretty good deal. And, yes, I do find clients of mine that say that they do use that. Many times they say that they're not that well qualified and they don't normally stay because they came because of a friend and it's not necessarily a good deal. But for some companies it might work. I think that's kind of cool. For higher levels, I don't think so.
Okay, thanks. I got to do some ads now. Hold on. I got to do some ads. I got sponsors. In fact, Chris Russell sent me $10 to my PayPal account. I can't forget him. At jobspeak.com, JOBSPEEK.com. But you know what? Listen to this, Lori. If you spell JobSpeak, SPEAK, it also goes to his site. The guy's got a brain, okay? And what JobSpeak.com is, it puts it posts automatically online. It posts your jobs. Where does it post them? On Twitter and a bunch of other places. I'm going to have to look that ad up again. But that's what it is, and it does it for free. JobSpeak.com. He gave me $10, you know. It's less than he gave me last time, so I don't have to do as good an ad. And then there's our good buddy, Greg Durgarian at TempWorks.com. TempWorks.com. If you want to be like Jerry, the people's coach, Jerry Albright.
That's me.
And have an IT contracting business, or like Nate Sigma, he's placing technical contractees all over the place, or contractors. If you want to do that and you've got the skill, they're going to give you the software to do it, and they'll give you the money to set up being business tomorrow. Now, I'm not saying that there's no money involved and that you're not going to have to pay them a fee, but you'll never get in business faster than you will with TempWorks.com. Thank you. Do you want
Twitter
to do an
update,
ad for yourself?
Twitter update. Twitter
Lori,
update.
Do you want to do an ad? Do you have a
well, I just want to say that something that a misnomer out there is that a lot of people think social recruiting. I speak to these companies and say, yeah, we're doing social recruiting. We've got a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page. Well, let me tell you and all your listeners out there, that is not social recruiting. By having a Facebook page, passive candidates do not see that page. Even active candidates don't get there. The amount of time and resources to keep that page up to date for the value and the return you get on that is an absolute waste of time. Social recruiting is being able to leverage your employees' networks. That's social recruiting. If you've got 500 employees and they've all got 500 people in their social networks, how many people are viewing your particular job posting? Well, anyone out there, quick math?
Okay. Now, look, hey, hold on a sec. What about JobVite? They pay the guy. They pay money, I think.
Animal. You're missing some Twitter stuff. Bill Borman was the guy that was on the loud phone line.
He was noisy.
And he's trying to get in here.
Let's see.
He says, work for labs, have a great referral product. Social referrals
are
different.
There?
And then he says.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you, Animal.
Okay, there you go, Bill.
There's the two English we're going to fight now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that talk on social recruiting is nonsense. It's obviously from somebody who's done very little of it. But all I want to say is there's a big difference between social referrals and traditional referrals and recommendations. It's a whole different game. And you can't ask. The failing I've seen is when you're asking employees to be recruiters, don't ask them to make recommendations. Ask them to make introductions.
Go ahead, Lori. Well, this is Bill Borman. He's from your homeland. You got to take care of him.
Bill, how are you doing? Finally, someone that speaks English. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm very good.
So what's your point of thing? You don't want your employees to recommend the people they've referred?
No. To make social referrals. I'm talking about a different dynamic. Social referrals is using the technology to match into their networks and make introductions to the recruiters within the organisation.
We don't do that, and I agree. I don't think that works.
Not asking them to make recommendations or be recruiters, because that's where the system falls down every time.
But you know, Bill, he didn't ask them to. He didn't ask them. They can if they want to.
We're on the same page there, Bill. I'm not saying to my employees or to my clients' employees, recommend people. I'm saying just put it out there. And whoever sees it is interested.
When you're saying put it out there, are you saying post it, or are you using some matching technology to do that?
No, that matching technology will bring it the same friends every time. We don't match. We put it out there, and the people can see it. Whoever wants
to apply, talking about just posting. You're talking about posting into their streams. You're talking about a job poster rather than a referral.
Welcome to the conversation there.
Yeah, wake up.
I missed the beginning of the show. I just picked the cash bit up, which I know is another area
that
things
fall down.
Yeah,
cash.
Employees
start to recommend people. That's not the way to go. Put it out there.
If you look at products like Work for Labs, like the Ball Hall Reach product, there's quite a few social referrals that will do the matching and take the time out of it. So you want some kind of match, but you use that to put the filter to the recruiters.
Now, Bill, you have to be transparent, and you work with Work for Labs in some relationship. Are we right about that?
Yeah, I do. I work with Work for Labs. I work with Ball Hall. I work with a number of different products.
Okay, so
I introduced them within Oracle and within the
BBC. Yet, okay?
Sorry?
Don't crash him because he's not paying.
So, Bill, okay. I hear what you're saying, but the trouble with matching is that you're going to miss some of those great candidates that may not have defined themselves for your specific match. And in addition, you're going to end up, when you put a sales job, the same people are going to be being blasted every time.
That's not the case at all.
Hey, you know what? Can't you let each other talk? You Englishmen are supposedly famous for.
Wow.
One at a time.
Hi, Rayanne.
First, Bill. Hi. Bill. And I'll be the referee. Bill, you got a minute.
Okay, well, what we're talking about is in any individual's network, you've got an average of 125 Facebook friends, 220 LinkedIn connections. If you use matching technology to come up with the skills match, get the job put forward and introduced, and then get that to come back to the recruiter so the recruiters make the choice about who they see. Technology makes it very easy these days. And that's where you get the most power in return from social networks.
Okay, now it goes over to our buddy, Lori. Lori, did you understand
what I said? I would say that when you're asking your employees to actually start to filter through their networks and giving them...
You're not asking the employees to filter. You're not listening.
Bill, are you English? Fair play.
Yeah,
don't
violation,
mute
Bill.
Because I will.
I thought this was the
Give
animal
Lori
show.
Lori talk. It's his turn.
I thought this was the animal show. Bill, shut up!
That's not Bill talking.
Okay?
That's Lori talking.
Okay, tell
them
By being able to filter, you're giving them access to your actual network, and I think that's too intrusive to your employees.
God.
Second of all, I think you'll be missing some great passive candidates that may not come up in your filter, or you may be missing people who know great candidates, and they'll pass it on. Why narrow your search down, put it up there, that's the beauty of social networking, everyone can see it, and whoever's relevant will apply or share it with the people that are relevant.
That's not what we're finding at all. I mean, the matching, what you're talking about is skill matches, which you can do, particularly off the LinkedIn profiles. You can pass it off the job. It's time saving for recruiters, and it's delivering candidates.
What?
And there's probably about 8 products that do that right now.
Well, we don't ask our employees to get intrusive into their candidates. And I appreciate it's a different approach, but our approach is delivering results. We've increased all our companies' referrals by over 50%. That's the number of people they're hiring as a result of referrals. Not the number of people applying, but the number of hires. And the numbers speak for themselves.
Okay.
And what are those numbers,
boring.
Though?
I think they're getting boring. Does anyone agree with me? I'm getting bored. I got a question before we're finished, okay?
I've got a question, too, though.
But you'll come after me, Jerry. Lori.
So it's actually working, though. That's what Lori said. It's actually working.
Lori, can you hear me?
I'm loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, I can't tell you apart from Bill. Sorry, I wouldn't have yelled so much otherwise. Okay, now JobFight pays you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If the referral goes outside your network, if I send it to Jerry and he sends it to some other yokel in Indiana that I don't know,
I would say stop spamming me with this crap, animal. I'm not a recruiter.
If he sends it to someone else outside my network, then JobFight still tracks that and pays me. How do your guys get paid if it goes viral?
Page it was originally on. We still credit the employee who's originally posted the job posting.
How do you know? Does it track it?
It tracks it all the way through to the final application.
If the link remains constant. If you're using that link.
Well, you're gonna pass on the link. You've got to apply. If they're going to go to the application page and apply, there will be a tracking mechanism to the original employee who posted it in the first place. Everything is trackable back to the employees, and that's what motivates them to do it in the first place.
Okay. Anybody else got questions? Anybody else got questions? Thank you for calling in, by the way, Bill.
I do have a question. I have a legitimate question.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the most someone has earned through the point system, and what have they done with it?
Well, it depends. We've had plenty of people have taken different companies give different amounts, obviously. We've had people that have taken iPads. We've had people that have let them accumulate enough points and have taken vacations to Paris. It depends. Remember, it's a company that decides on the amount of the points and their value.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the answer.
Okay, now, you know what? I got to tell you, there, in 5 minutes, Jerry takes over with the Animal After Show. Lori, you and I can't be there. They trash us. And I know Bill's going to be on. He's saying right now, I'm going to speak for, just posted on Twitter that your program, and I have to tell you, there's all kinds of other things that your stuff does, set up a landing page, provide all kinds of links to recruiters and things like that to make it easy to get in touch with them. It also shows people, this is something, your software shows the people who they're connected to in the company. If this goes out to Joe Blow, you've got some kind of link there, and it shows him who else he's connected to in the company. Is that right?
Correct. If I'm a candidate and click on the candidate page, it'll show me who are my LinkedIn connections that currently work in the organization. It'll give you different touch points. One thing about a candidate page, it converts. I think it's something like 1 in 6 or 1 in 7 of the people that come to the candidate page apply, because that's where it's built with lots of touch points and all the customization of the company, it works.
Okay. Now, but Bill, and Bill will talk about this on the after show if he's still around, but you and me aren't going to be there. Bill just posted on Twitter that what you're really doing is you're a job posting function, not a social recruiting. I think that's what he's trying to say before. Social recruiting.
Social
recruiting. Anything automated is not social recruiting.
Bill said in the first half of the show that he didn't understand what we actually do, because the posting is only one side. The motivation, the gamification of the whole referral program is the other side. And then once, as I said earlier, the numbers work. Every customer that's using us is increasing their referrals. They're going through the roof, and that's hires. That's not CVs received.
Hey,
okay.
Bill's a big proponent of gamification.
Okay, resume strategy says, what's the most earned points per person, and what have they done with it? Jerry asked that question, so...
She was repeating the question that I...
Oh, thank you. Thank you, resume strategy. Okay, so I'm going to let you trash Bill before we go on to the app show, because he's definitely going to trash you there.
But
okay.
I'll keep a handle on it.
Bill's got a different approach, but my question for him is, and I've spoken to people that have been using some of these different, what they call social networking recruitment tools. And my question for you is, does it solve the 80-20 challenge? Are you managing to involve over 80% of your workforce as a result of your tool? And if you're not, you're not really realizing more than the tip of the iceberg of referrals. By getting your entire company involved, by having access,
I'm losing him. Jerry, do you want to stay on?
Oh, we lost him.
No, I was just saying that I don't run a show where we trash or belittle people.
Oh, of course not. No, of course. Where did I get that crazy idea? Okay, I think lost Lori. I didn't cut him off, but luckily, you know, Syria or something, Hamas didn't bomb Israel's communication.
Hey, let's not joke about
it. The show was almost over anyway.
That's not funny.
We don't need to joke about
our
homeland, okay?
Okay.
Seriously.
Not funny.
Sorry.
Not funny at all.
Lori, I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you coming on and facing the music with this last little while with Bill. I'm sorry I yelled at you because you're an Englishman. I couldn't tell you apart from the opposition.
No words at all.
I was just trying to
stand
up.
Oh, are you still
there? Oh, there he is.
You guys,
I'm still with you.
Cool.
It's been a lot of fun.
Okay.
Well,
so
thanks,
we're going to be wrapping up in a few minutes. Like, there's an after show. You can listen. You can comment on Twitter if you like. But unfortunately, they're going to grade us. And we're not. We don't want to intimidate them, okay? So it's Good Jobs, GOOD, job, not jobs.com.
Was that
and,
4 O's or 2, 3?
You know what? I question. You know what?
Jerry.
I don't like your LinkedIn photo, Lori. I mean, I could help you really with your Facebook stuff. I mean, not your Facebook, but your social media. But you got a guy there on the Your major investor is a guy named G.G. Levy. G.G. is a girl's name in Italy, but I guess over there it's a boy's name. But anyway, he's got a great photo. That is a charismatic photo. Young, energetic. It made me wonder, where does a guy his age get the money to back a company like yours? Do you have any cuts on that, or would that get you into trouble?
I'm just going to say, G.G. is a very, very smart guy. He's made some very, very shrewd investments over his time. And,
how old is he?
Maybe you'll have to get Gigi on the show to ask him how he did it.
Oh, it's Gigi, not Gigi. Okay.
No, Gigi, yeah.
Okay. You want to say goodbye to everybody, Laurie?
Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure. If anyone wants more details, you can contact me, Laurie, at goodjob.com, or come to our website. It's been a pleasure, and if you want to increase your referrals, then you know where to go.
Thank you! Oh!
Rayanne,
you said
Bill,
something. What?
Bill was forced,
yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, Bill was forced to disclose his relationship with competing organizations. I believe it is apparent in this show that you have some sort of alliance with this company, with Lori's company, and
that is not true
time
at
for
all.
Full disclosure.
That isn't true. I've never even heard of them. I've
you
never
certainly
even heard
came
of them.
To his defense. Are you guys getting into this same kind of
I'm going to always come to the defense
tool
of a social,
too, and you want to soften the market for it?
A social post. Oh, we've already been doing. We've been doing that for years. Broadbean's been social posting, not social recruiting. Automated social posting. There's a big difference between social recruiting and automated social posting. You cannot even put them in the same category. Social recruiting requires time investment, not technology. So they shouldn't even be called the same thing or in the same category.
Okay. So what category
I don't know
was Lori's
if we're competing
stuff
tool.
In?
Social posting.
Social posting.
He was there. That he's offering automated social posting at the request or at the instigation of
okay.
the employee. The employee
you know,
doesn't have to do it if they don't want to do it. That's what you're not understanding.
I absolutely
it's
understand.
Auto-posting.
Hey,
that's it.
I am a high school graduate, by the way. Now I don't.
Okay,
I don't
good.
List,
I'm glad
I don't
to hear
list that
but...
on all my social profiles, but let it be known.
12th
grade,
okay,
all
I'm
of them.
I'm really glad. What,
so
what
I
high
know
school,
what
Gary,
job,
let's give a shout
I know
out.
What job spamming tools are, and that's another one of them. And I'm sick of seeing everybody's damn tweets
no.
about jobs in my face. Bullhorn is driving me crazy.
Gary.
All this stuff is driving me crazy. But I like Broadbean.
The employee does not have to sign up for it.
I
they
understand
don't
they don't have
it.
To sign up for
and
it.
And if they get negative feedback from their network, I'm sure they will shut it down.
And
it's
I'm sure
simple.
They will
it's
get negative feedback.
It's pretty simple to say, hey, why do you keep posting jobs? Well, if they do, then they'll shut it down. But it sounds like a few companies are actually having success because they're sending people to Paris. And they're probably
right,
saving money because
right,
they aren't employing
right.
or retaining
probably
third-party
one of the first companies that used it, which is one of GG's buddies.
Which is
buddies.
Where your, Jerry, which is where your vested interest lies, the fact that this might take some work away from a third-party recruiter or a retained
right,
search firm.
I'm 6 or 8 months away from retirement, so I don't really even care anymore.
All right,
so social posting
so Jerry,
won't affect
Jerry,
you at all.
If you guys can see, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Nate.
Yes.
Hey, Nate.
All right. So I would agree with you, but again, much like everything else we saw, you know, Monster was going to take away from third-party recruiters. Career Builder
yep.
was going to take Facebook was going to sell recruiters.
You're exactly
one.
Right.
Until, again, I'll repeat what I said. I posted online. Number one, until the managers can write job descriptions and candidates can write resumes, this ain't going to do shit.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
right.
You can retweet bad job posts forever and ever, and until someone gets to get it right on about what they want, they're going to just keep getting bad resumes. Number two,
right.
the way that this guy's doing it and the way that everything's getting posted, all he's doing is shipping all our jobs off to some Chinese website with two O's, not three. So just giving all our business to the Chinese. Anyways, yeah, so that was my
Well, I think once again, here we are trying to make your cousin and your babysitter and your grandma a recruiter, and it's not happening.
Yeah, but you don't know if
I just laugh
you
at
don't
the
know
absurdity.
If your cousin
no, no, no.
Has
Jerry,
an uncle.
Jerry, a lot of the social referral programs are working. They are generating results. There's no doubt about that.
Great.
That's right.
Great.
That's
you know,
right.
I'm saying
so
it
you
works,
can't
but there's
deny
a, there's that. A difference. There's a difference between social referrals with some matching technology behind it and job posters.
Bill, are you still talking about Hard Rock Cafe again, man?
No, what do you want? A Hard Rock Cafe, Oracle, BBC we're working with at the moment. Where do you want to talk about?
And what is that? What was that Empire Avenue? Where's Empire Avenue now in the recruiting scheme?
Oh, yeah. It's still in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Once again,
yeah,
people
I,
are trying to find ways around doing what recruiters really do.
Right.
You know, that's great.
Oh, can't hear anything right there. Didn't understand one thing.
I said something probably spot on, and Bill was just mumbling some weird shit.
Oh, okay.
I said I'm not going to take into service until they let us post on Pinterest. So.
Hey, Bill,
well,
are people going? Are people starting to recruit on Pinterest? Seriously?
They absolutely
I think
are.
What Paul Jacobs is doing with the job grams is quite interesting. I don't think it's big scale, and I think the UK in terms of who's on Pinterest is very different. In the UK, it's largely business postings, whereas in the US, it's largely craft and cake postings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's a different marketplace. It's like any platform where you get some people. You've said this many times, Jerry. Anywhere where you get people, you can recruit if you're clever about what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Secondly, also thing I want to point out, if no one else saw it because I was watching the RA show link, Ivan, the Irish recruiter that's on there, pointed out, if any of you guys tried to go to the site during the show, I mean, you know, there's, what, maybe 30, 40 of us at most who probably listen to this thing. Maybe the audience is bigger than that. I don't know. But if you go to it, it takes at least 30 to 40 seconds. Ivan says that he's reporting a lot of broken links, and 404 is reported by load test tools. So this kind of looks, unfortunately, I hate to say this, like another one of those shoddy websites that were thrown piecemeal together with money.
I can't
hear you, man.
To try to make something
I
happen.
Did not have any broken link problems. I was there this morning. I actually clicked the links. I didn't use a test tool, okay?
Why are you on the
well,
after
yeah,
show?
We,
why
we
are
we
you
all
following
there?
Me on the after show?
I just can't tolerate that, okay?
Site.
You know, here's why Animal's on the after show. It's all his. He owned it all.
Yeah.
You know, I like
oh,
to think, I like to make it seem like this is my show, but it's not.
Oh, the truth comes out. I love when truth happens on the Animal Show.
Well,
I would like to do
a
proper show on social referrals sometime.
Wait, we've got a challenge issued, Bill?
Yeah, I would like to do a show on social referrals sometime, just to understand
just
the topic
did.
A bit better. I would say we did a show on job posting.
Hey, can we do a show on recruiting when you're on vacation? I mean, I got two clients last week in Aruba and five candidates.
Now, were you doing marketing back then, or was it just so happened that it was all inbound stuff? Because I make placements while I'm
no,
on vacation.
No. These are people I met in Aruba who were also on vacation.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, my husband says I work every room.
That's social recruiting.
I just,
that's a
network. You know, I work the beach. What could I say?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
I don't think it's done often. People forget that everybody, who wherever they're at, they should be talking to.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't, and I must admit, I'm not a work the room at every event guy.
Okay,
more often than not, I'll leave a social event, and most people have no idea what I even do for a living. I don't like the guy that corners everybody. Hey, what do you do?
Oh, I never do that.
How old's your family?
You
where your kids go to school?
Don't
where are
you
from?
No, I
never do that.
You don't like finding out that you're a millionaire.
No, I just talk to people, and then, you know, I'll ask, you know, how long are you down here for, or in Aruba, and
very
where
cool.
you staying, blah, blah, blah. And then they... You know, I ask them, what do you do? And they tell me, and eventually they might ask me, and I say,
nice.
I just work as a recruiter, no big deal.
We
and
are
like,
missing...
No, I own such and such, you know, so...
We're missing Jessica Miller Merrill's How to Recruit on Twitter webinar right now.
Ooh.
Or is that Central Time?
It's Recruiting Trends.
Same thing.
She was asked to sit in on it with Carmen Henson. It's not Jessica's, it's Recruiting Trends.
God. Great. I mean,
why don't you get it right?
I don't recruit.
You don't like
you know,
the
you want to know I would like to get it right, but I can't because there are 50 million of these things every single day. And I'm doing my best to carry the message forward. Sorry if I got them mixed up. Sorry if it was a social tweeting conference, maybe a webinar, LinkedIn profile optimization conference. I don't know what it is. I just knew that we were missing something. I just knew we were missing something.
Why do you think there are so many of them? Why do you think there are so many?
Because it's all the biggest bunch of shit ever.
Because they make money and people sign up for them. That's why. No.
Yeah, people that sign up for them.
If you build it, they will come.
Hey,
If there weren't interested people, they wouldn't keep doing them.
The more educated you become about the reality of these things, the less interested you are. So if my target was people who don't know anything and I help them learn what a crock it all is,
Jerry, how long have you been on Twitter?
A couple of years, I guess.
How long have you been on Twitter? Okay, so I'm sure there are a lot of recruiters out there right now that are just getting on Twitter and would like to learn.
Yeah, and I got a tip for every damn one of them. Shut the shit off.
And yet, there you are every day tweeting.
Again, I'm semi-retired.
That's interesting.
I'm done, Ray, and I'm cash out.
Our commitment. Jerry goes out there and posts things on Twitter so that we all have, you know, a little social thing. And we can all talk about the horror stories of our daily recruiting lives.
But no, hey, check this out though. Like 10 minutes ago, I posted that instead of Twizzlers and candy, I would give somebody a pony if they tell me about an SQL developer. This guy I don't even know says, "Hey, talk to this lady." And I looked at her profile, and that's what she does. She's an SQL developer. So.
Are you going to be able to
deliver
that,
Jerry?
Well, I can't call this lady. It would ruin my shtick. I can't call this lady now. I mean, I.
He'd have to get a pony.
I would personally deliver it. Actually, to that guy, super guy. Let me see who he is.
Well, you. What if somebody does? You're going to have to give him a pony because you put it out there. You better be careful what you say.
I didn't say 10 world-class champion stud ponies. I said one grubby old pony, and I can make that happen.
The store. He's off to the store to go buy My Little Pony.
Okay, let's just
but here, I will say one thing, Jerry, before we go on, because I got a meeting to run off to.
Yeah, but you got to give me the scores, though, before you go.
I will give you the scores at the conclusion of my little spiel. So my quick spiel is look, I agree that for most jobs that most of us guys work on, this isn't going to work. But there is a very large contingent of, like, engineering type of grad students in the marketplace who are looking for these things, and these guys and these kids grew up on Twitter and Facebook and playing Farmville and everything else. And there is something to say in regards to that, you know, and while I'm seeing some of our recruiting efforts here from our direct team in the office going after those 3 to 5 year guys, you won't find the 10, 15, 20 year guys there, but you will find the 3 to 5 year guys. And if they got a method to do it and it's working, great. You know, as long as they can create a stable tool that's actually going to work. But my scores for the day, anyways, you know, I don't think that's going to ruin the third-party agency, and I wanted to say that, and I posted it instead.
That's never been a fear of mine. I don't know why Ryan keeps bringing it up.
You know,
I mean, I know she was in recruiting for a little bit years ago and knows a little bit about it. But
yeah, there's going to be jobs out there that no one wants to do. So,
right.
And we'll be there to fill them. Like the trash collectors of the recruiting world.
Love it.
But from that perspective, though, I would actually give the guest an 80. I thought he did a really good job in regards to his product. I think it's kind of a little loosely put together, but I think he had a hard time trying to show the general world what I figured out in 5 minutes, but he couldn't quite express to everyone else. I'll give Animal 75 because he cut me off in the after show and told me that I was wrong. So.
The Animal Show is not quite the best place to make a presentation about your product.
No,
it's more of a heckle fest.
Weirdness.
So it's not.
Oh, by the way, as a side note for everybody, and I'll send it over to Animal later. I've been dealing with my Indeed.com person. They have a new product out there in which you can go and look at resumes on the back end. They're trying to start a database, and their product is now that they're going to start to charge you $1 per resume. So I told them, I said, find your marketing director and see if he wants to go on the Animal Show and hold up to why that's right. So.
Oh, that's a good one.
So So that's a good one. So I have a feeling, you know, if we can get him on there, then we can heckle him. I warned him he had to go to the site first to listen to it, and I gave him a link to my show so that he could see what it was like. So
I uncovered something very cool on LinkedIn. So cool, indeed, that if once they realized that it's possible, they would shut it off.
Don't say it.
Not going to tell it. I'll tell anybody that wants to call me quietly, but you need to swear to not tell anybody. And anybody that you tell, make sure that they swear to not tell anybody.
Blood pact.
Blood pact.
All right,
okay.
Guys. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Nate. Good luck. Cora May, scores.
Bye.
Hey, I kind of like this Lori guy. I think that he handled himself real well. His product, I think,
Doomed.
Could work for some companies.
Doomed.
And probably work very well. It depends on the locality and the type of people that are in that area. It's not going to affect my business, so I'm not real worried about it. And just like you, Jerry, I will be retiring next April.
To go a couple more months, but, you know, it's a dream. It's a near to midterm.
My husband retires in January, and he says he's going to make me work till April.
You'll never retire. How hard is it, really?
Actually, I figure I probably won't retire then anyways. But,
I mean, you post a few job tweets. I mean,
your
friends do all the work.
When
you retire, you just tweet a job every couple of days, and people just call you up. And you give them Twizzlers and Milk Duds and stuff for being your recruiting team out there.
I just can't whore myself that way and Twitter.
They've got tools that'll do it for you.
No, I can't do that.
They've got tools? Your scores?
I gotta do that. So anyways, my score for Lori is 85.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had badgered Animal a couple weeks ago about, geez, you're getting soft. You know, you're not giving anybody a hard time. I think he went overboard today, yelling at everybody and not knowing who he was yelling at or anything.
Okay.
And I don't think I think when he talked to Lori yesterday, he probably knew what was going on, but when Lori started telling it, he jumped in too soon sometimes so that Lori couldn't
It's the accent,
so
too.
That we should all...
The Animal can only understand Canadian and American.
Yeah, he's way AD.
The accent.
Yeah, he's way type A.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I give him a 75. And that's probably high, but, you know, I don't want him to start screaming at me, so I'll give him a 75.
Okay.
Clearly,
hey, Bill, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Bill,
I'm
please try to remove your...
Hey, before you make your usual assumptions, I was going to give the guest 9.5.
Which would be a 95 in American scores.
I would give the guest I would give the guest 95. I thought he created a good discussion, even if I didn't.
He did.
100% agree with what he was saying. And I thought Animal Master. I thought it was like being back in some good Animal days. So I'd give Animal 9 as well.
Back in your
It was
cage
a fun show.
Match with Mike Raymer days.
It was a fun show.
Yeah, whatever
in
happened
fact,
to Mike Raymer? Does anybody know?
I needed to ring up, so it was a fun show.
Have you
so
seen Mike Raymer around
it was,
anywhere,
it was
Bill?
A good, I've no idea. I think Mike is now appearing in Quincy QC or something like that. He's doing his courtroom stuff.
Yeah, that can occupy your time.
But I've not heard from Mike for some time.
How was your trip to the
States? I thought it was a good show.
Tell us about your trip to the States. Did you see Rayanne?
I saw Rayanne and Jessica and
Everybody.
No, it was a really good trip. We saw some interesting things and met some good people. And TNL was good. It's always good to catch up with Craig and the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be out in the States probably about 12 times this year. But mostly I'm waiting for you to organize your un conference.
I'm ready, man.
I want it in the plan, hunting and fishing.
Yeah, man.
I'm going fishing
in a couple hours. Yeah, the fish should be biting right now.
Let's set a date and do it. You've been promising it for years, Jerry. Let's do it.
Oh, man. I know. It's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I can handle that much pressure. Man, what are your scores? I'm moving on. I can't commit to a date to Bill, so I'm going to distract and deflect over to you.
All talk, Jerry.
You know what? I thought it was a great show today. I think thought it was engaging. Animal pushed and Lori pushed back. So I'm going to give them both a 95. I loved the show today. I love it when it gets like this. And there's actually something behind the yelling, you know. So there was a learning curve. Jerry, if I had to give you a score, I would give you a 70 because, you, dude, you just were not catching the whole idea. A little disappointed, actually.
No, no.
So,
see, here's what you're missing about me, Rand. I already know all this shit. All of it.
Well,
right,
see,
you know,
well, and that's because you've
mind,
been
but...
on Twitter. That's
no,
because you've
no,
been
I'm
on
just
Twitter.
Saying,
you've actually
I,
been.
I understand what Lori's tool does. It tweets and status updates your company, your employer's stuff out to your network. Once again, it's a tool designed to try to motivate people to either A, be a conduit for their employer's message, or B, better yet, recruit with that message, take that message to their network. It's not going to fly. It's not going to work. All these other companies that have tried it before, and I'm sure that there's a list of them, it's not happening.
Oh, were you talking just now? Oh, so quiet, Jerry.
Hey, does anybody else have a score for the show today that's quiet and just listening?
Cora.
I already did.
Gave her score,
Cora,
but it was 70, off.
85 and 75. My scores are 88 for the guest. I thought he did a great job. I like his conviction.
Yeah.
Another British guy with a girl's name. I love it. And,
that is not nice. Maybe he's a British guy with a guy's name in Great Britain.
Yeah.
And maybe we use Lori as a girl's name, and it's really supposed to be a guy's name.
Short for Lauren, I would think.
Lori, Kelly,
Lori. Lori.
It's all the same.
Lori.
Hey, but,
rejoin
so
Jane Austen, you know.
I gave Lori an 88 and Animal an 82. I thought it was a good show. That was a good show.
Hey, because names like Mitt and Obama and Newt are so American and so so male.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't they sound male? They actually sound like athletic
side
equipment.
Side note, Obama is actually that guy's last name. His first name is Barack.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Barack. Yeah, it does sound like athletic equipment right there.
Yeah. You guys are all fantastic.
And,
Bill, I like the work that you're doing. You're global, man.
Wait,
you're a sensation.
Manister's not on?
No,
Manister's
I don't think so.
Not on?
Nope.
He He's must busy. Be getting ready for ERE.
Hey, can I say something? The TalentNet video feed. Now, look, when I'm not paying for anything, I have a right to complain. That free video feed.
Okay, so
it was
here's
horrible.
The thing about that.
I couldn't hear anything.
The guys
I'm like,
that were
why?
Setting it up, I know. I know. I heard about it. The guys that
Jason
were
Davis
didn't realize
set the
that
benchmark in Boston a couple of years ago with Recruit Fest. He set the stage.
Actually, that would be Monster that set the bar.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. It was his. He spearheaded the event. I don't care who brought in the technology. I didn't say
but
that
Monster
Jason came in
it.
And plugged it in.
Okay,
just,
so here's
hey, guess
the,
what?
The issue.
The
there
name I
no,
remember about
there was
all
no,
that is Slouch.
Jerry, oh. Shut up. I'm going to change your name to Animal. God. There
I am an animal.
Was no really solid internet connection there. That was the issue. So they had
yeah,
these nice equipment.
And it is a cash issue. If you could afford 8 cameras, I think what exactly what Craig was trying to achieve was just share what he could.
I'm not disparaging Craig. I'm just saying, you know, if you're on, then
Recruit Fest was recruited TV. It was built for that. It was a television studio. This was a camera in the back of the room.
Okay, all right. I was just throwing
that
out.
Yeah, it was a nice camera,
too. I like what he's doing.
Yeah. If it didn't work, we're sorry about that.
Sorry about that, man. I'm kind of a dick.
Exactly. There's
well,
no one else
I,
on the
I'll
line.
Take my hat off to
that was
try.
An exciting show.
It was a great time.
But I've got a client that just sent me an agreement. He didn't tweet it to me. He didn't post it on my Facebook page. It's an email as an attachment for me to sign.
Oh,
it.
I was
going
to
ask
you.
Just one point.
It?
I do have a couple of new Twitter things. I'm going to send you over a link to a webinar that I did the other week. When you've got a spare half an hour, have a look, Jerry.
Yeah, man. I'm I pretty much just sit here and look at webinars all the time.
It's all about Twitter lists and sourcing.
I imagine you could, if you wanted to make Twitter your recruiting thing, you could. If I were to do it, I would have to stop following everybody that I follow.
Yeah, correct.
You have to remove yourself from that entire conversation.
And just follow people who you want to hire.
Yeah, right.
Or
the problem is,
you could create an alter ego, Jerry.
No,
alter ego.
No,
well,
managing multiple online personalities just doesn't fly.
Take a piece.
Because you can only be Jerry from the outside.
However, since you're not in recruiting anymore, let me just.
Oh, I still recruit. And I still write about it. But I work for a major recruiting vendor. But thank you for the plug. Where did you graduate? No, where did you graduate from high school? Because if they produce this kind of quality guy.
So here's the deal.
Thank God for them.
So if I got out of the entire HR social media blogosphere, which that's where we all are, if I wanted to follow only people that I might recruit, still you can't turn your social media network on a dime like you have to when you're an agency recruiter. If I went and loaded up my whole thing with a bunch of Oracle DBAs,
Nobody has suggested this is the only way to recruit. Yeah, but nobody is suggesting it's the only way. It's a tool to benefit you, just like
I'm
the
just
telephone,
the
just like
part,
email, just like fax was, just like the U.S. Postal Service once was, okay?
Worthless.
Catch up. Get with it.
Yeah. Right.
Extremists on both ends of the scale are just as evil. Just remember that, Jerry, and then I'm going to go.
You guys are all great. I still have a few questions about Rayanne, but I'm sure I'll figure that out someday.
Speak to her soon.
That's about it. Enjoy your life wherever you are on the planet. Take it easy, everybody. Bye.
Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, can I take control again, please, and ask her a question?
You got to do something with this thing,
man.
It's dying here,
animal. Come on.
Please. Okay.
Has everybody heard about the virtual Christmas party? January 21st.
Shut
if not,
up!
Go to JerryTheRecruiter.com.
I will give you a chance if you ask me. Just don't butt in. I have not been able to talk for 5 minutes. Okay? Yeah, you got your whole show to blab for a half an hour. Give me a chance, will you? When I ask for it, at least.
I don't think that can be underestimated.
Well, Marco,
that is shocking. I'm just jumping in to say that is shocking. Okay, I'm back to
listening. Isn't that funny? When I start to talk, finally get a chance to start talking, the mouthpiece comes in. Go ahead, Jer. Take over.
Well, you know, it's like you're a puppet, and Jerry's voice. He's the ventriloquist.
Hey, I was just interjecting. I'm not taking over. I was just interjecting.